भगवती वासुदेवायो नमो भगवती वासुदेवायो श्रीमद्भागवतम नाइन्थ कैंटो चैप्टर नाइन टेक्स्ट 29 त्रिगुणान्वित आरिराध ईश्वर ब्रह्म महापुरुष संगीतम सर्वभूतात्म भावेन भूतेश्व अंतर्हित गुणे ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद हियर इज ए लर्नेड हाईली क्वालिफाइड ब्राह्मण एंगेज्ड इन परफॉर्मिंग ऑस्टेरिटी एंड ईगरली डिजायरिंग वर्शिप द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड द सुपर सोल हु लिव्स विद इन द कोर ऑफ द हार्ट इन ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज इस श्लोक का अर्थ पर्पट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद The wife of the Brahmana didn't regard her husband as a superficial Brahmana, who was called a Brahmana merely because he was born of a Brahmana family. Rather, this Brahmana was actually qualified with the Brahminical symptoms. Jasya jallakhyanam proktam, Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto. The symptoms of Brahmana are stated in the Shastra. Samo damastapa saucam, khyantri arjavung evacha, ज्ञानो विज्ञानो अस्तिक्यम ब्रह्म कर्म स्वभावजम श्रीमद् भगवद गीता सेज 18 चैप्टर 42 वर्स सेज पीसफुलनेस सेल्फ कंट्रोल ऑस्टेरिटी प्यूरिटी टॉलरेंस ऑनेस्टी विजडम नॉलेज एंड रिलीजियसनेस दीज आर द क्वालिटीज बाय व्हिच द ब्राह्मणस वर्क नॉट ओनली मस्ट ए ब्राह्मण बी क्वालिफाइड But he must also engage in actual brahminical activities. Simply, to be qualified is not enough. One must engage in a brahmana's duties. Duty of a brahmana is to know the param brahma, Krishna. Param brahma, param dhama, pavitram, paramam, bhavam. Because this brahmana was actually qualified and was also engaged in brahminical activities, brahma karma, Killing him would be a greatly sinful act, and the Brahmana's wife requested that he not to be killed. So, what is the purpose? What is the will of Prabhupada? You should understand. He says, there is no Brahmana. There are no Brahmana in Kali Yuga. Kalo sarve sudra sambha, all are sudras. We are making Brahmana. I am making Brahmana. Creating Brahmana. So, unless you become Brahmana, how Prabhupada will be pleased? Will he be pleased? If you cannot become Brahmana, so that is his purpose, to create Brahmana. So, Tame Vadhira Vigyam Pragyam Kurvita Brahmana. Brother, who is Brahmana? Very intelligent. Intelligent class of person. They are Brahmana. They are head portion of the society. Head portion. Society is like a body. If no head, then what is the use of the body? There is no head. What is the use? What is the value of that body? There is no head. No brahmana. Will guide you. Tameva dhira vigyam pragyam kurvita brahmana. This is the brahmana. Buddhiman, intelligent class of men are brahmana. Brahma janati brahmana, one knows brahma vastu, param brahma, supreme brahma. Here it says, duty of brahmana is to know param brahma Krishna. That Prabhupada says purport. Simply to be qualified is not enough. One must engage in brahmana's duties. The duty of a brahmana to know the param brahma Krishna, param brahma, param dhama, pavitram, paramam, bhavam. Because the Brahmana was actually qualified and was engaged in Brahminical activities, Brahma Karma, killing him would be a greatly sinful act, and the Brahmana's wife requested that he not to be killed. So this is Brahmana. Knows Param Brahma, Supreme Person Krishna, very well knows and engaged in loving service, developed prema bhakti. That is the Brahmana, Brother Aranyaka Upanishad says. Prabhupada says, engaged in loving service. That is Brahminical activity, isn't it? Then he quoted that verse. Javayatadakhyarangargi aviddhattasman lokat prati sakrupanatha. Javayatadakhyarangargi aviddhattasman lokat prati sabrahma. What is that?
He is a miserly man who does not solve the problems of life as a human, and thus quits the world like the cats and dogs, without understanding the science of self-realization.
He is kripana. He is kripana. Without knowing the science of self-realization, without knowing achyuta vastu, infallible Lord, one who lives this planet, he is kripana. Opposite word. Opposite word. The brahmana is kripana, miser. One who knows etata kangargi viditasman lokat praiti sa brahmana, one who knows achyuta vastu, infallible Lord, and knows it, understands it, realizes, is not mere understanding, it realizes, self-realized soul. Realizing this thing, understanding it, one who lives this planet is a brahmana, isn't it? As you said, Prabhupada.
He is a wise brahman who leaves this world knowing the solutions to life's problems.
Yes, knowing the solutions. What is the solution to life's problem? To understand the supreme Brahma. Param Brahma Krishna. Nante vidu swartha gatihi Vishnu. Durasayade bahirarthamanina. Nante vidu swartha gatihi Vishnu. One doesn't know. The highest interest is to understand Krishna, Vishnu. Swartha gatihi Vishnu. The utmost interest. Swartha gati. Swartha, not the vidu, swartha gati, Vishnu, durasayade, bahirarthamanina. Prahlad Maharaj swartha. Those who don't understand this thing, swartha gati, the topmost interest is to understand Supreme Person, Vishnu or Krishna. To be engaged in loving service is the duty of the Brahman. Do you understand? And don't understand this thing. So how will be Brahma? Durasaya, devahirarthamanina. They are durasaya. Durasaya. They have other desires, anyamhirasa. Desires for material enjoyment, desires for material liberation. Bhukti, mukti. They are captured. Cut up by the, what you say? By two witches, bhukti and mukti, material enjoyment and material liberation, they are two witches. They are two witches. Do you understand? They don't know what is real dharma. What is the goal of life? They don't know really what is the goal of life. How can they be brahmana? How can they solve their life's problem? Prabhupada says, what he says? What he says?
He is a wise Brahman who leaves this world knowing the solutions to life.
Knowing the solution of the... Knowing the solution of... Solution of the life's problem. What is life's problem? You know the solution. Who knows? Who knows? Vishnu. Krishna. He knows the solution. Otherwise, how can you know the solution? Nante vidu swartha gati Vishnu. Durasayaje bahirarthamanina andhadathannei rupa niyamanaste api satantriya urudam nibaddha. Seventh canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj swars. Persons who are strongly entrapped by the consciousness of enjoying material life and who have therefore accepted as their leader or guru a similar blind man attached to external sense objects, cannot understand the goal of life is to return home, back to Godhead, engage in the loving service of Lord Vishnu. As blind man, guided by another blind man, miss the right path and fall into a ditch, materially attached men, led by another materially attached man, are bound by the ropes of fruitive labor, which are made up of very strong cords, and they continue again and again, materialistic life, suffering the threefold miseries. Are they brahmana? Are they brahmanas? Can they solve the life's problems? They cannot solve the life's problem. One is a real Brahmana, he can, who knows, Sarthakati Vishnu. The highest interest is to serve Lord Vishnu, to be engaged in loving service of Lord Vishnu, Krishna, Param, Brahma. Brahma, Janati Brahmana, one who knows Brahma Vastu is Brahmana. Brahma Vastu, Supreme Brahma, here Prabhupada says in his purport, is Supreme Brahma, Param Brahma, Krishna is Brahmana. To know the Param Brahma, Krishna is Brahmana. And he engaged in the loving service of that Param Brahma, Krishna is Brahmana. Pragyan Kuruvita Brahmana. But who cannot understand it? Durasaya Devahirarthamanina. Who cannot understand this thing? Durasaya, this siddhanta, this conclusion. Most of the people don't want to understand. Don't want to understand. Why? 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 Durasaya Devahirarthamanina. They are durasaya. They have other desires, anyabhyasa. Desire for material enjoyment, desire for material liberation. They are cut off. The claws, very, what do you say, sharp. Sharp claws of two witches, bhukti and mukti. Material enjoyment and material liberation. They cannot understand. They don't want to understand it. They are durasaya. Durasaya devahirarthamanina. Yes. Their heart is filled with all these nasty things. Desire for material enjoyment, desire for liberation. Yes. Do you understand? So much that's, very much attached, engrossed. They are engrossed in this material attachment. They are in the bodily conception of life. They know the body. They have this impression, the body, the self. They don't know about soul. Know about soul. Do you understand? What is their duty? Yes, the Brahmana's duty. Prabhupada says the Brahmana's duty is to know the Param Brahma Krishna and to be engaged in his loving service. That is Brahmana's duty. But these people, they are Sudra, Kripana, Miser, Sudra. They don't know this thing. They don't try to understand this thing because they are in bodily conscious life. They know what is our duty. Our duty is to make nice arrangements of this eating, sleeping, defending, and mating. Nice arrangements for himself, nice arrangements for the family members, those who are related to him, their wife, son, daughter, so-called father, mother, family members. They are durasaya. They are durasaya. Bahirarthamana. They know this is our duty. This is our duty. They know this is the swartha, this is our interest. So they are engaged in the acquisition of such material knowledge, material education, how to collect money, 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 always thinking brighter than sunshine, sweeter than honey, so-called dharma. Engaged? You'll be engaged in such activities. This is not activity of Brahmana. Thereby, even your the lowest interest of your life will not be served. It will be engaged in loving service of Param Brahma, Vishnu or Krishna. The highest interest will be served. Then stand to understand Brahma. Brahmadanati Brahmana. This is Brahmadanati Brahmana. That is they will be able to solve the life's problem. Do you understand? They know the real dharma. What is dharma? What is dharma of the soul? Do you understand? What is dharma of the soul? They know the Bhagavata dharma. Do you understand? Bhagavata dharma. Jevai bhagavata prakta upaya hyattva labdhayo agyam punsang abhidisang vidhi bhagavata anhitan. That is Bhagavata dharma. What Bhagavan has said, Bhagavan has given process how one can very easily understand one's swarup. Understand? What's one's swarup? Jivir swarup hoy? Krishnir nitya das. That is the swarup of jiva is eternal servant of Krishna. Bhagavan has set up the process. He has given instruction in this Shastra, especially in Bhagavata Mahapurana. If someone follows it under the guidance of a bona fide guru, he'll be very easily, even if he's a fool, muda, he may be a fool, but he'll be very easily can understand his own swarup. So that process, what Bhagavan has given for easy understanding of his own swarup is Bhagavata Dharma. Do you follow? But in this world, in the so-called society, what is the real idea or impression of dharma? They know, they don't know. Also, the people don't know what is the real dharma. How can they solve the problems of life? Human life. Do you understand? So, they are caught up with two witches. Bhukti mukti, dharma, artha, kama, so-called dharma, economic development, how to earn more money, more money, more money, thereby we will be able to solve the life's problem. So many projects, material projects, how to earn more money, completely do away with poverty, there will be no poverty at all. Will flood the whole country with honey, all in lick honey. Do you understand? All material projects they are making, so-called economic development, kama, how to fulfill all the material desires. They know this is dharma, this is bhoga dharma. These three are bhoga dharma, dharma of enjoyment, and some is some little higher, then we don't want this. They want to be detached from it. They want mukhya. Do you understand? Mukhya, mukti, liberation, to be one with the Brahma. That is tyaga dharma. Bhoga dharma and tyaga dharma. Understand my language? It's bhoga dharma and tyaga dharma. But they don't know what is the real dharma, real Bhagavata dharma. So they are cut off with the very sharp claws of these two witches, bhukti and mukti. How can they understand Brahma Vastu? How can they will be able to solve the problem of the life? When the real Brahmana, he knows Brahma Vastu, he knows how to solve the problem of the life. If you can understand Param Brahma, Krishna, or Vishnu, all your problems will be solved. All your problems will be solved. Therefore, this Bhagavata Dharma has been introduced by so-called Vaishnavas, Bhagavatas, dear devotees of Krishna, Vishnu, Vaishnavas, even Bhagavan himself introduced this Bhagavata Dharma. Because Krishna is the only well-wisher, Sruhudam Sarvabhutanam. Sruhudam Sarvabhutanam Yantvamam Santing Rutsati, and who knows me, Krishna said. I am the well-wisher friend of all living entities. You'll get peace. Peacefulness is one of the symptoms of Brahmana. Sama. Sama. Peacefulness. He knows. There is Brahmana. So, to three. So throughout the whole human society in the world, you see, almost all They know this bhoga dharma, tyaga dharma is dharma. They don't know bhagavata dharma. Therefore this bhagavata dharma has been introduced, has come to this material world. Bhagavan has introduced, and the devotees of Bhagavan, they follow it, they go out and preach to free the whole human society from the surplus of this, to, what to say, witches, the clutches of this bhoga dharma and tyaga dharma, and to make them understand what is the real dharma, bhagavata dharma. Therefore they go out and preach Krishna katha, bhagavata katha, very bravely, boldly, fearlessly. You go out and preach, then there will be a real revolution. Yes, because the whole world is covered, is filled with so-called cheaters and cheated. That is language of Srila Prabhupada. Yes, if you really preach this science of Krishna consciousness, that is Bhagavata Dharma, science of Bhagavata Dharma, then these cheaters will be exposed. This will create real, revolution. Tadabhaga visarga janatagha viplava. Tadabhaga visarga janatagha viplava. This is the preface of every Bhagavata Pustaka. Here Prabhupada has quoted that thing. This is the preface. In the beginning preface he says, tadabhaga visarga janatagha viplava jasmin prati shlokam avadavati api namani anantasya daso kinta akintani jatsunanti gayanti unanti sadhava. On the other hand, that literature is full with the descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, power, pastimes of the unlimited Supreme Lord is a transcendental creation meant to bring about a revolution in the impious life of misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though irregularly composed, are heard, sung, accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. Let the cheaters be exposed. Great revolution. Spread the whole world with this transcendental literature. Bhagavata katha, Krishna katha, go out, breathe boldly, fearlessly. Yes, revolution is required, otherwise the cheaters cannot be exposed. Yes, my Guru Maharaj has created revolution. Yes, that revolution needed, otherwise the cheaters will be exposed. Because the whole world is filled with the cheaters and cheated. Yes, completely ignorant of the what is the real problem of life, the real solution to it. So Brahmanas are required. They are Brahmanas. Yes. They are Brahmanas. No. Understand Brahma Vastu. Yes. Realize. What you say? It's not mere understanding. They realize it and they are engaged in that activity. That's Brahmana. Yes. He goes out and preaches fearlessly. He's a fearless preacher. Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta, Saraswati Goswami Maharaj has said, Bhakti Vinod Thakur has said, all have said that thing. Pracharaka, pracharaka. Our society is come society. Preaching mission. Preaching mission, yes. Who does prachar? Who does it? Who? Who does it? Prana achetaro sehetu prachar. Pratishthasahina krishna gatha sabha. Tara nohe sabha. Sidaita dasa kittana te asa karau chaswari harinama. রব কীর্তন প্রভাবে স্মরণ হইবে সেকালে ভজন নির্জন সম্ভব। কীর্তনে যাহার প্রতিষ্ঠা সম্ভার তাহার সম্পত্তি কেবল বৈষ্ণব। হু ইজ বৈষ্ণব? হ্যাঁ, প্রভুপাদ সেজ ইন কলি যুগ দ্যার আর নো ব্রাহ্মণ সর্বে শূদ্র সম্ভব অল আর শূদ্র। ইজেন্ট ইট অল আর শূদ্র, নো হেড, নো হেড, ব্রাহ্মণ আর দি হেড পোর্সন অব দি সোসাইটি, নো হেড, বাট দি ভ্যালু অফ ইউর বডি, ভ্যালু অফ কট অফ দ্য হেড, দেন ইট ইস হেডলেস সোসাইটি, দেন দে উইল গো অ্যান্ড ফল ইন টু এ ডিপ ডার্ক ডিচ সফর দে। হু ইজ বৈষ্ণব? সোস ব্রাহ্মণ বিকম বৈষ্ণব, উইল বিকম পারফেক্ট ব্রাহ্মণ, ডু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, পারফেক্ট ব্রাহ্মণ। কনক কামিনী প্রতিষ্ঠা দামিনী ছাড়িয়াছে, প্রতিষ্ঠা বাগিনী ছাড়িয়াছে যারে সেই তো বৈষ্ণব, সেই অনাসক্ত, সেই শুদ্ধ ভক্ত, সংসার তথায় পায় পরাভব, যথা যোগ্য ভোগ নহি তথা নহি তথা রোগ, অনাসক্ত সেই কি আর কহিব, আসক্তি রহিত বিষয় সম্বন্ধ সহিত বিষয় সমূহ সকলি মাধব, সে যুক্ত বৈরাগ্য তাহা তো সৌভাগ্য, তাহাই জড়তে হরিব বৈভব। কীর্তনে যাহার প্রতিষ্ঠা সম্ভার তাহার সম্পত্তি কেবল কৈতব, ব্রজবাসী গণ প্রচারক ধন প্রতিষ্ঠা ভিক্ষিপ তার নহে সতারা নহে সব, প্রাণ অছে তার সেহেতু প্রচার প্রতিষ্ঠা সাহীন কৃষ্ণ গাথা সব শ্রী দ্বৈত দাস, কীর্তনতে আস কর উচ্চস্বরে হরিনাম রব, কীর্তন প্রভাবে স্মরণ হইবে সে কালে ভজন নির্জন সম্ভব। হু ইজ বৈষ্ণব? হ্যাঁ, হু ইজ রিয়েল বৈষ্ণব? মহাজন বাণী, হোয়াট মহাজন হ্যাভ সেড, হু ইজ রিয়েল বৈষ্ণব? কনক কামিনী প্রতিষ্ঠা ভাগিনী ছাড়িয়াছে যারে সেই তো বৈষ্ণব। হু হাজ গিভেন আপ কনক কামিনী প্রতিষ্ঠা ভাগিনী? হ্যাঁ, গিভেন আপ কনক অ্যান্ড কামিনী, হ্যাজ গিভেন আপ গোল্ড, মানি, নো অ্যাটাচমেন্ট টু মানি, গোল্ড, নো অ্যাটাচমেন্ট টু কামিনী উম্যান, নো অ্যাটাচমেন্ট ফর প্রতিষ্ঠা, নেম, ফেম, প্রেস্টিজ, অ্যাডোরেশন, হি ইজ বৈষ্ণব। আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড প্রভুপাদ, হোয়াট ইজ দি প্রভুপাদ পারপাস, উইল ক্রিয়েটিং, আই এম ক্রিয়েটিং ব্রাহ্মণ, ওয়ান বিকমস রিয়েল বৈষ্ণব, হি বিকমস পারফেক্ট ব্রাহ্মণ, পারফেক্ট ব্রাহ্মণ, ইয়েস, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, সো কল্ড ব্রাহ্মণস দে বিলং টু চ্যুত গোত্র, এ বৈষ্ণব বিকমস অচ্যুত গোত্র, ডু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড মি? হ্যাঁ, দ্যাট ইজ হোয়াট ইজ দি পারপাস অফ প্রভুপাদ, হোয়াট ইজ দি পারপাস, ট্রাই টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড পারপাস, হোয়াট ইজ পারপাস, বিকম রিয়েল ব্রাহ্মণ বৈষ্ণব, আই ওয়াজ বৈষ্ণব, কনক কামিনী প্রতিষ্ঠা বাঘিনী ছাড়িয়াছে যারে সেই তো বৈষ্ণব, ওয়াজ গিভেন আপ কনক কামিনী প্রতিষ্ঠা বাঘিনী, গিভেন আপ গোল্ড, অ্যাটাচমেন্ট টু গোল্ড মানি, অ্যাটাচমেন্ট টু উমেন কামিনী, অ্যান্ড নেভার রান সাফার নেম, ফেম, অ্যাডোরেশন, প্রেস্টিজ, প্রতিষ্ঠা, দ্যাট ইজ এ টাইগ্রেস, প্রতিষ্ঠা বাঘিনী, টাইগ্রেস, ইফ ইউ রান আফটার দিস সি উইল ডিভোর ইউ, ডিভোর ইউ, ডিভোর ইউ, ইয়েস, ডোন্ট বি ডিভোর বাই সো টাইগ্রেস, আর ইউ বৈষ্ণব, ডিভোর বাই সো টাইগ্রেস, প্রতিষ্ঠা বাঘিনী, no, it's not Vaishnav, not Vaishnav, yes, sei to Vaishnav, sei anasakta, sei suddha bhakta, is pure devotee, Prabhupada stresses on it, be pure, pure devotee, pure devotee, pure devotee, thousand, thousand, thousands times he says it, isn't it, is not, see the purpose, how many times he says, he stresses, he stresses, he stresses, he stresses, yes, so he stresses on it, pure devotee, pure devotee, pure devotee, so, Isn't it? Huh? How many times he has said in his purport? Thousand times. Pure devotee. Anasakta Suddha Bhakto is completely detached to Kanaka Kamini Pratishthavagini. Completely detached to money, women, and Pratishtha. Huh? Is Suddha Bhakta. Only attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna. Huh? Isn't it? Only attachment the lotus feet of Krishna. No other attachment he has. He is perfect Brahmana. Isn't it? He is perfect Brahmana. So he created this society, the society of Krishna consciousness. He named it. How what? Society of Krishna consciousness. Many people, there are many objections. Why? Why are you saying Krishna? Krishna, then it is sectarian. They say, why don't you make it God consciousness? Why didn't Prabhupada do it? Bolo! Tell! Speak! Why he didn't do it? Why stress? No, it's Krishna consciousness. Why he did so? He is perfect Brahmana, he is perfect Vaishnava, who knows the goal of life. Goal of life is Krishna. Achieve that goal, then all your life's problem will be solved. Isn't it? Develop pure Krishna consciousness, complete Krishna consciousness, all your life's problem will be solved. Isn't it? So, he named it Krishna consciousness, not God consciousness, not any consciousness. It's Krishna consciousness. That is the goal of life, to develop complete Krishna consciousness. That Krishna says, Jomam pasyati sarvatra sarvanta mai pasyati tasya nam prasyami satame nam prasyati. This is complete Krishna consciousness, isn't it? One who sees me everywhere, pasyati sarvatra sarvanta mai pasyati, and sees everything in me, he is not lost sight of me, I am not lost sight of him. He sees me, I see him. To see Krishna everywhere, to see everything in Krishna is complete Krishna consciousness. So he is a member of this society, International Society of Krishna Consciousness. Is it not? Bolo, is it not? I will become a real member of this society of Krishna Consciousness without knowing Krishna, without developing complete Krishna consciousness? What is the will, what is the purpose of the founder Acharya of ISKCON? Yes, tell me, what is the purpose? To develop complete Krishna consciousness, pure Krishna consciousness, to see Krishna everywhere, to see everything in Krishna. Krishna is the only proprietor, supreme proprietor, sole proprietor, everything. Krishna is the only enjoyer. Everything belongs to Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Then your highest interest of life is served. Served. Nāte vidu svārthagati viṣṇa. So, sei anāsakta, sei sudhavakta, samsāra tathāya pāya parābhava. He is completely detached. Name, fame, prestige, adoration, Kanaka, God, woman, completely detached, only attached, to the lotus feet of Krishna. You understand? He is Vaishnava. He is Vaishnava. He is Suddha Bhakta. He is pure devotee. Sansara tathaya paya parabhava. The so-called sansara, material world, the maya, is defeated. Maya is defeated. Yes, he conquers maya, isn't it? Māme bhaje prapadyante māyā me tāṁ tarantide. Completely surrender unto me. Krishna is the master of maya. He'll be able to conquer maya, isn't it? Able to conquer maya. Maya will be defeated.
You follow?
Maya will be defeated, otherwise how can you defeat Maya? Daivihesa gunamayi mama maya durathaya. Daivihesa gunamayi mama maya durathaya. Maya sakti, though it is external, inferior energy, still very, very strong, unconquerable, isn't it? Nobody can conquer. Ananta mayadas, ananta mayadas. Maya is conquering him, conquering him, conquering him, isn't it? Cut off with the sharp claws of Maya. Bite! Sharp claws, sharp claws. Sharp teeth of crocodile. Yes, crocodile teeth. Cut up. Ananta Maya Das, isn't it? How to overcome Maya? How to overcome? Unless you become real, this is. Sayonasatta sayi suddha bhakta sansara tathaya paya parabhava. Unless you develop your devotion, a pure devotee, completely detached from kanaka kamini pratistha, understand my language, and completely attached to the lotus feet of Krishna, how can you conquer Maya? No hope at all. Jatha yogya bhogat nahi tatha roga onasatta sayi kiyaro kahiva. Is jukta vairagya. Onasaktasya visayam jathara upajunjata nirbandha krishna samandhe jukta vairagyam katya uchyate. That is jukta vairagya, real vairagya. Then say everything belongs to Krishna, nothing belongs to me, nothing belongs to anybody. You understand? Jathajogya. You understand? Just utilize everything in the service of Krishna, for the enjoyment of Krishna. And just accept it. Everything related to Krishna, what Krishna gives, what is your requirement? To keep up this body, fit for the service of Krishna, just minimum thing, little thing, you accept, becoming detached to it. Then there will be no more disease at all. Nahi totha roga. Why are you caught up with disease, Baba? Why? Because you are not developed complete Krishna consciousness. You are not developed real attachment towards lotus to the Krishna. You have developed attachment to this so-called material world, material object, the object of sense enjoyment. Therefore, you are diseased. But one is completely Krishna conscious, completely detached from material enjoyment in material world, completely attached to the lotus feet of Krishna and gets what Krishna gives as a mercy. Krishna prasad is Krishna prasad, is Krishna's mercy. He takes Krishna prasad. There is no disease at all. Nāyitathāroga. Anāsatta is completely detached to material world or material objects, sense and enjoyment. It's completely attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. Āsakti rahita sambandha saita. He is fixed in the relationship with Krishna. Visaya sakala sakali madhava. He knows. He is real brahmana. He is real vaisnava. He is real brahmana. He knows everything belongs to Krishna. You understand? Isa vasyam idam sarvam. Everything belongs to Isa. Everything belongs to Isa. Isa Parisa mantra says, Isa vasyam idam sarvam. Everything belongs to Isa. The Supreme Lord. Nothing plus. Am Aravalite Prabhu Arki Sunai. Mahajana Bhakti Vinathakur says, oh Lord, there's nothing I can say. Mine, no question of I and mine. He is Brahmana, he is Vaishnava. Visha Sakala Sakali Madhava. Everything belongs to Madhava. He is Jukta Vairagi. He has developed real Vairagya, Jukta Vairagya. He never rejects anything, he accepts anything for the service of Krishna. He never becomes attached to it. He is only attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. He engages everything in the service of Krishna. He is completely day and night, 24 hours, engaged in the loving service of Vishnu or Krishna. He is Vaishnava. You understand? He goes out and preaches and does kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. For the pleasure of Krishna, for the pleasure of Guru and Gauranga, he never goes out and does kirtan for the pleasure of his own self. One who does so is running after name, fame, adoration, prestige, pratistha, baghini. So baghini, tigress, is devoured by that tigress. So, tar sampati kevala kaitava, whatever sampati, whatever assets, he collects. Out of that kirtan, it is all cheating, kaitava, nothing else. Brajavasi gana prasaraka dhana pratishtha vikhyuka tarana tarana he sava. Those are Brajavasis, residents of Brajabhumi. Do you understand? Those are residents of Brajabhumi, Brajavasi. Their only aim, object of love is Krishna. Isn't it? Their object of love is Krishna. No other object. They are Brajavasi. Are you Brajavasi? Your object of love is Krishna. Nothing else. They are Brajavasi. And they are prasaraka. They are preachers. They are preachers. They are preachers. Those who are... object of love is Krishna. Brajavasi, prasaraka, pratishtha vikhyuka tarana he sava. They are not dead bodies. They are not dead bodies. They have life. Prana achetara sehetu prasar. He has life. So he goes out and preaches the science of Krishna consciousness. He has life. What is life? Is it material life? What is the source of life? Source of life is Krishna. Do you follow? His source of life is Krishna. He has gotten Krishna. He has accepted Krishna as the only object of love. He is Brajavasi. He is the resident of Brajabhumi. The residents of Brajabhumi, they have accepted Krishna is everything for them. Krishna is everything for them. Krishna is the object of love. They are prasaraka, they are preachers. They are preachers. They never go out and preach for their own name, fame, prestige and adoration, pratishtha, abhikyuka. Those who do, they have no life. They are dead bodies, sabha, sabha, dead bodies, dead bodies, dead bodies. But those of life, prana chetar sehetu prasar, he has life. Krishna is the source of life. He has real life. He has God and Krishna. He is Brajavasi. He is the resident of Brajabhumi. Whose object of love is Krishna. He has real life. So he goes out and preaches, preaches science of Krishna consciousness. His heart bleeds, seeing the suffering of jivas here, how they have been suffering from time immemorial, being devoid of Krishna consciousness. He knows. Being entrapped with ignorance, avidya, ignorance is the cause of suffering and knows it. Let me go out, inculcate pure Krishna consciousness and give them life, give them life. Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Jiv jago! Jiv jago! Guru Sangha bole, Odo nidra jao maya pisachira kole. Understand me? He goes out and preaches fearless and thunderous voice. Wake up! Wake up! Wake up, jivas! How long will you sleep in the lap of maya, the witch? How long? How long? Kodho nidraja. His heart bleeds, his heart bleeds. Seeing the suffering of the jivas, being bereft of Krishna consciousness. Completely engrossed in ignorance, that is the source of all suffering. His heart bleeds. He goes out and preaches, inculcates Krishna consciousness. Mahaprabhu is Krishna. But he came as a devotee. Do you understand? As a devotee of Krishna. Do you understand? Bhakta bhava. Bhakta bhava. Therefore, said, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Grachando Bole. Sachiro kole Kato nidra jao maya
Sachiro kole
Gajiva baliya ese Sansaro vitore তুমি অবিদ্যার ভরে ভুলিয়ার দিলে তুমি
অবিদ্যার ভরে
তোমারে লইতে আমি ফাইন লব তার আছে তোমার আমা বিনা বন্ধু আর এনেছি ঔষধি মায়া নাসিবার লাগি
ভকতি
বিনোদ প্রভু মহাজন বাক্য, মহাজন সে মহাজন যে নগত সপন্থা, মহাজন যেই কয় সেই সত্যমানি, দ্যাট ইজ ট্রুথ, হোয়াট ইজ ট্রুথ, মহাজন শেষ, হ্যাঁ মহাজন যেই কয় সেই সত্যমানি, দ্যাট ইজ ট্রুথ, ওটা মহাজন শেষ, ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুরের মহাজন হু ইজ নন আজ সেভেন্থ গোস্বামী আফটার সিক্স গোস্বামী, হ্যাঁ দিস ইজ পোয়েম সং কম্পোজ বাই ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর, হ্যাঁ হোয়াট হি নোজ ইজ ডিয়ার ডিভোটি অফ গৌরাঙ্গ গৌরপ্রিয় জন, ডু ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, হি ইজ এ গৌরপ্রিয় জন দ্বৈত দাস, ডু ফলো, হ্যাঁ গৌরপ্রিয় জন, সো হি নোজ দিস থিং, সো হি সেজ জীব জাগো গোরাচন্দ বলে কদো নিদ্রা যাও মায়া পিসাজ, হাউ লং উইল ইউ স্লিপ ইন দি ল্যাপ অফ মায়া দি উইচ, ইজ ইট ভেরি নাইস দি ল্যাপ অফ মায়া দি উইচ অনন্ত মায়া দাস, ইজ ইট বেড অফ রোজেস, হ্যাঁ ভেরি সফট নাইস বেড অফ রোজেস, ইউ ওয়ান্ট টু স্লিপ ইন দি ল্যাপ অফ মায়া, আরে বাবা মহাজন সেজ ইজ নট বেড অফ রোজেস বেড অফ থর্নস, বেড অফ থর্নস, বেড অফ থর্নস বাবা, বেড অফ থর্নস ইজ নট বেড অফ রোজেস, ডোন্ট স্লিপ, ডোন্ট স্লিপ ল্যাপ অফ মায়া, হাউ লং ফর হাউ মেনি ইয়ার্স লাইফস ইউ ওয়ান্ট টু স্লিপ, অনন্ত মায়া দাস, হাউ মেনি লাইফস ইউ ওয়ান্ট টু স্লিপ অন দি ল্যাপ অফ মায়া, গেট আপ, গেট আপ, গেট আপ, গেট আপ, জীব জাগো গোরাচন্দ বলে কদ নিদ্রা যাও মায়া পিসাচি রদি উইচ মায়া, গেট আপ, গেট আপ, গেট আপ, ওয়েক আপ, ওয়েক আপ, গোরাচন্দ বলে কদ নিদ্রা যাও মায়া পিসাচি রদি ভজিব বলিয়া আসে সংসার ভিতরে ভুলিয়া রহিলে তুমি অবিদ্যার ভরে, হোয়াট ইজ ইউর প্রবলেম বাবা, হোয়াট ইজ ইউর লাইফ প্রবলেম, হোয়াট ইজ ইউর ডোন্ট নো ইউর লাইফ প্রবলেম, হাউ ক্যান সলভ দি লাইফ প্রবলেম, হোয়াই হ্যাভ ইউ কাম হিয়ার অনন্ত মায়া দাস টু দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড টু স্লিপ অন দি থর্নি ল্যাপ অফ মায়া থিঙ্কিং ইজ দি বেড অফ রোজেস, হ্যাঁ ইজ ইট, নো নো সেজ নো থিংস অ ইজ ভেরি নাইস, ভেরি নাইস ইজ বেড অফ রোজেস থর্নি, থর্নি ল্যাপ অফ মায়া থিঙ্কিং বেড অফ রোজেস, ইউ ওয়ান্ট টু স্লিপ দেয়ার ফর ল্যাক্স ল্যাক্স অফ লাইফ অলরেডি স্লিপ দেয়ার, হ্যাঁ না উইথ ইউর রিয়েল ওয়েল উইথ ইউর ফ্রেন্ড, হ্যাঁ জানিস তোমার লইতে আমি হইনু অবতার, তোমার লইতে আমি হইনু অবতার, আমামি না বন্ধু আরো কে আছে তোমার, I incarnate myself here for you, for you, for you, Mahaprabhu says, isn't it? Tumare loite ami hoinu avatar, amami na bandhu arke, is there any well-wishing friend of yours but me? Is there? Is there? No. Shrudam sarvabhutanam, Krishna says, Shrudam sarvabhutanam, I am the only well-wishing friend of all living entities. That Krishna incarnated himself as Mahaprabhu. He came as a devotee, assuming the mood of a devotee, a Vaishnava, Acharya, Sadhu. Do you understand? Kali Yuge Sadhu Paiva Duskara Janiya, Sadhu Guru Rupe Krishna Janmila Nodiya. In Kali Yuga it is very difficult to find a sadhu guru. Do follow. So, Krishna himself took birth in Nadia as sadhu guru. Understand. Sadhu Guru Rupe Krishna Janmila Nadiya. In Nadiya, Krishna himself took birth as Sadhu Guru. And he shows who is real Sadhu and Guru and how he will be. Isn't it? That Mahaprabhu practically exhibiting with Sadhu Guru, whose heart bleeds, seeing the suffering of the jivas, those who are sleeping from time immemorial, from lots of lives in the laps of witch maya, ugly witch maya, suffering, huh? He says, comes out, bhajiva bhuliyase sansara bhitare bhuliyara hile tumi avidyara bhare. Why have you come here? You have come here to do Krishna bhajana. Understand? Yes. You have come here to do Krishna bhajana, but you have forgotten it, being entrapped with avidya, ignorance, maya. Understand? So, tumare loite ami huinu avatar, ami vina bundhuar, kyachita. For you, I incarnate myself here. There is nobody who is your releasing friend but me. Huh? Mahaprabhu says, ami vina bundhuar, kyachita mar. Enechi ausadhi maya nasivaro lagi, harinama mahamantra levat. I have come here with the medicine that will annihilate, destroy maya. Do you understand? You are entrapped with the maya, ignorance. Therefore, you have been suffering. That ignorance is the cause of suffering. And I have come with the medicine that will annihilate maya. What is that? Hari nama maha mantra. Anechi ausadhi maya nasivar lagi. Hari nama maha mantra leo tuima. It's the medicine I have brought. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is medicine to annihilate maya, to kill the witch maya forever. Get out from here, maya. Maya ke pichhane rakhi, Krishna paane chai, bhajite bhajite, Krishna paada paddo paaye. If he is fortunate, he meets such sadhu guru, gets this medicine, unfailing medicine, amogha usadha, never fail. Your so-called medicine of that doctor gives, physician, Kabiraj gives, may fail. This will never fail, amogha usadha, unfailing medicine, never fail. Huh? Why it fails with you? Anantamayada. Why it fails with you? It will never fail on failing. Why it fails with you? Huh? Why? Unpalatable truth. Unpalatable truth. This is unpalatable truth, not palatable, Baba. Very bitter truth. He is speaking, saying bitter truth. bitter, unpalatable truth. Isn't it? Mahaprabhu says, enechi ausadhi maya nasibar lagi harinam mahamantra leo tumi magi. I have come with the medicine to annihilate maya, to kill maya forever. This Harinam Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Take it! Isn't it? Jahan Krishna tahan nahi, maya rodhikar. Krishna surjya sama maya hoy, andhokar. Jahan Krishna taha nahi, maya radhikar. Krishna is like effulgent sun, spiritual sun, transcendental sun, chinmayo bhaskara. Maya is darkness. Do you understand? Ignorance. Maya is darkness. Jahan Krishna taha nahi, maya radhikar. Where there is Krishna, the light, there is no nascence. There is no maya, no darkness is there. Krishna is there. That means Mahaprabhu gives you Krishna. In the form of his holy name. Holy name. His holy name. Abhinnatam nama namino. There is no difference between the name of Krishna and Krishna himself, isn't it? There is no difference between the name of Krishna and Krishna himself. That is who gives Krishna, isn't it? Who gives Krishna? It's really Sadhu Guru who gives you Krishna. Thereby, you are able to annihilate, kill Maya forever. Get out from the clutches of Maya, from, what you say, darkness, deep darkness, dense darkness, and come to the light, that is Krishna is the only light. Krishna, Surya Sama, is an effulgent sun, isn't it? There is Krishna, there is no nation, no Maya. The Mahaprabhu says, I have come here with the medicine, Anethi Aushadhi Maya Anasiva Lagda Harinam Mahavanta. Kalikale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar, Nama Hita Hoye Sarbo, Jogata Nistar. Nama Vina Kalikale Nahyara Dharma, Sarva Mantra Sara Nama Hi Shastra Marva. In Kali Yuga there is no incarnation, is name incarnation. No incarnation of Krishna is name incarnation. Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He comes down here with the medicine, he gives Harinam, that is Krishna. Pure name is not different from Krishna. It's not Namaparadhar Namabhas. Namaparadhar Namabhas is not Krishna. Pure name is Krishna, isn't it? So I have come with the medicine, giving you Krishna. Take this, that will annihilate Maya forever. Get out from Tamasya Maha Jyotir Gamayo Vedases. Tamasya Maha Jyotir Gamayo. Don't be in darkness. Come out to the light, isn't it? Tamasama Jyotir Gamaya, Veda says, Veda says. Don't be in darkness. Maya is darkness. Ignorance, Maya, Undokar, darkness, very dense darkness. Come out from dense darkness. Come out to the light. That is Krishna. That is holy name. That is light, effulgent light. Mahaprabhu gives. Amamina Bandhu, is there any friend of yours who is a friend but me? I have come here. I know your problem. I know your problem. What is your problem? What is your life's problem? I know. This is your life's problem. Entrapped. At this dense darkness and ignorance. Do you understand? Very, I say. Cut off. The soft claws of Maya. Yes. I know. This is your problem. Yes. I have come here to solve your problem. Yes. To solve your problem, that is to take you to the light. No more, no more in this dense darkness. Come out to the light. This Harinam is none different from Krishna. Surya Sama is effulgent sun, transcendental sun. So I am giving you that thing. This is the unfailing medicine. Forever be free from such suffering, isn't it? To develop complete Krishna consciousness. That is Sadhu Guru Vaishnava. Oh, he comes out and preaches. He has life. He has life. He has life. Prana chetaro sehetu prachar. He has life. He has gotten Krishna is the source of life. Gotten Krishna is life. So he goes out and preaches. Preaches. He is not pratisthasa bhikkhuka Krishna gadha. He is not beggar of pratistha, name, fame, adoration. Adoration of prestige. One who runs after this, he is Saba. He is a dead body. He has no life. He is Vaishnava. Do you understand? He is Vaishnava. He is Vaishnava. He is Sadhu Guru Vaishnava. Isn't it? He is real Brahmana. He is real Brahmana. Do you follow? He is real Brahmana. This one becomes perfect Vaishnava. Becomes Vaishnava, he becomes perfect Brahmana. He said, Vishnu rayam jato yasi tasmad vaisnava uchyate sarvesaṁ caiva varnānam vaisnava sreshta uchyate. Because he is Vaisnava, he is related to Vishnu, para Brahma, Krishna, Vishnu, therefore is Vaisnava. He understands his eternal relationship with Vishnu or Krishna, and he is related, and is fixed, firmly fixed in that relationship. He is Vaisnava. He is the guru of all varnas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. Do you follow? He is guru of all varnas, Vaishnava, he is Vaishnava. So, that verse, who is real Brahmana? Who is real Brahmana? This is the question here. Who is the real Brahmana? Jo etadakhyaram gargi vidhitvasman lokatpaiti sa brahmana. Is Brahmana who knows this akhyaravastu, infallible Lord, Param Brahma, Krishna, Vishnu, and lives this planet, is Brahmana. Isn't it? It's complete. He has developed complete Krishna consciousness. It's complete Krishna consciousness. He sees Krishna everywhere. He sees everything. It's Krishna's. Nothing belongs to anybody. Do you understand? Krishna is the only, is the sole proprietor. Krishna is the sole enjoyer. Do you understand? And knows and is fixed with the eternal loving relationship with Krishna. He is Brahmana. He is Brahmana. Yes, developed complete Krishna consciousness. He is Brahmana. Manu Sangita says, Jo anadhitya dijo vedamanyatra kurute sramam sa jivanneva sudratam asurat sati sannaya. After upanayana, after initiation, do you understand? Guru gives the second life, dija. He becomes dija who gets second birth. Guru gives second life. That's after initiation. Dija, if doesn't engage himself in Veda dhyana, in Vedic study, never stays in the ashram of Guru and doesn't engage himself in Vedic study under the perfect guidance of Guru, then how can he become Brahmana? He becomes Sudra, and all the dynasty that will come from him all become Sudra. Do you understand? All become Sudra. Do you follow? This all becomes Sudra. Therefore, Upanishad, Svetya Svetra Upanishad says, Jasya Deve para bhakti tatha deve tatha guru. Tasyaite katidayavta prakashaste mahatvana. What is English? One word, develop, parabhakti, pure bhakti, supreme bhakti, towards Bhagavan, as well as towards Gurudev, suddha bhakti, pure bhakti. He will be able to understand this purport of Veda. Do you understand? This all Vedic knowledge will be revealed to him. Do you understand? Tasaitekartyahaptaprakasanti mahatmana. Do you follow? This is Brahmana. This is Brahmana. Brahma janati Brahmana. Knows Brahmavastu is Brahmana. One who becomes Vaishnava, he becomes perfect Brahmana, Sokar Brahmana. Do you understand? As Prabhupada has said here in his purport, these are the symptoms of Brahmana. Samo damastapasaucham khyantri arjavum yevachaha jnano vijnano asti kyam brahma karma svabhavajam. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge and religiousness. These are the qualities by which the Brahmana's work, Brahmana's can be recognized. Not only must a Brahmana be qualified, but he must also engage in actual Brahminical activities. Do you understand? What is the Brahminical activities? To engage oneself in loving service of Krishna, who knows Brahma Vastu para Brahma, and engages himself in loving service, knows his relationship. He is Brahmana. Isn't it? That means a Vaishnava is perfect Brahmana. Do you understand? He says, engage in actual Brahminical activities. Simply to be qualified is not enough. He may have qualification, but not engaged. Isn't it? Brahminical activity is Brahmana. Prabhupada says, simply to be qualified is not enough and must engage in a Brahmana's duties. What is the Brahmana duty? Duty of Brahmana is to know Param Brahma, Krishna, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhavan. So, because his Brahmana is actually qualified and engaged in Brahminical activities, so such Brahmana should not be killed, his wife says. Do you understand? So he is engaged, not only he has acquired qualification, but not engaged in Brahminical qualification, duties, activities. He is not real Brahmana. You understand? That is Brahmana's duty. So, this is what we say is Brahmana. As long as you have not developed complete Krishna consciousness, you have not known this Brahma Vastu, Parabrahma Krishna, you are not Brahman. As long as, and not knowing, that's not enough. One who knows his relationships, and he engages himself in it on the loving service. Do you understand? He is Brahmana. Brahma tattvam na janati brahma sutrena garbita steneiva satapa vipra pasuru dharuta atri sanghita se in Kali Yuga, so-called jati brahmana, caste brahmanas are there. They are only born, taken birth in brahmana family, but they have not acquired brahminical qualities. Do you understand? And not engaged in brahminical activities. They don't know brahma tattva. Do you understand? They don't know brahma vastu, but they, are very proud of their brahminical thread. Oh, I am brahman, don't you see it? I am Brahmana. It's so proud, fellows. Garba, Dambha. Such proud, they are demons. They are not real Brahmanas. Tenaiva sacha papena vipra pasurudahuta. Thereby they commit sinful activity. This pride is the demoniac characteristic. So they commit sinful activity. Those have become very much proud because of wearing this brahminical thread, but don't know Brahma Tattva, they commit sinful activity, therefore he is a pasu, he is an animal, he is not a Brahmana. That Atri Sanghita says. One who is real Brahmana Vaishnava, one who follows him, follower, he will become Brahmana. One should follow, one should not imitate. Imitation is not Brahmana. You understand? Following is Brahmana. Follow a perfect Brahmana, be a perfect follower of a Brahmana, then you'll become Brahmana. You understand? Imitation is not Brahmana, Manusangita says. Jatha kasthamayo hasti jatha charmamayo murgaha jascha vipro anadhyam strayaste nama vibhrati. That means an elephant, a wooden elephant, understand? Wooden elephant made up of wood. Wooden elephant. And charmamaya mruga. A mruga, a deer made up of skin. Deer skin is made up of deer skin. Do you understand? And vedadhyana hina brahmana, a so-called brahmana, but no Vedic knowledge. He does not engage himself in Vedic study under guidance of Guru. These three are only by name, not real elephant or real Murugha or real Brahman. Understand what I say? By name only. Understand? Nama matra, name, by name. Here. Prabhupada hints that thing in his purport. Not by mere name, was called a Brahmana merely because he was born in a Brahmana family. By name only Brahmana, because he was born in a Brahmana world, but no Brahminical qualification, not engaged in Brahminical qualification. Activities is not Brahmana, real Brahmana. These three are only by name. Wooden elephant. Elephant looks like elephant, made up of wood, but not real elephant. Looks like Murga, deer, made up of deer skin only, but not real Murga, deer. Similarly, Brahmana, born in Brahminika, Brahman family, but not engaged in Vedic study under the guidance of Guru, a real Brahmana. They are by name only by name. Again, Manusangita says, atapastana dhyana pratigraha ruchir dvija ambhasya smah praveneiva sahateneiva vajjati. And dvija, a Brahmana, who is not engaged in tapasya, austerity, samandama tapah saucham. Do you understand? Tapasya, austerity. Who has no austerity, who is not engaged in Vedic study, rather, who is very much Who is a very greedy fellow, developed much greed how to get money, 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 money. Do you understand? Pratigraha. You know, I am Brahman. Give me, feed me, feed me, feed me, give me bhojan, bhijana, give me pranami, dakshina, dakshina. Otherwise your whole dynasty will go to hell. Do you understand? So they are very much after this, where bhojan eating very nice palatable dishes will be available. If there are any gentlemen, feed me, give me nice palatable dishes, or give me nice pranami, dakshina. It's only running after that. Do you understand? They are not real brahmana. If you donate something to such brahmana, what will happen to you? Both the person who donates and the brahmana who accepts, both of them will go to hell. Teneva majjati. If you make a vessel out of stone, and ride on it, I will cross over this ocean, riding on this vessel made of stone, what will happen? You will be drowned with the vessel. Isn't it? Similarly, if you donate or serve a brahmana who has no tapasya, no austerity, no vedadhyana, no Vedic study, rather such a greedy fellow, how to get very palatable dishes and money, dakshina. If you serve such a brahmana, then both brahmana and yourself will go to hell, you say. Do you understand? Yes. As is a rider who rides on a vessel made up of stone, both of the vessel and the rider drowned in the ocean. Similarly, do you understand? This is, you should understand, is a real brahmana. So brahmana is not jati, caste. Caste is not brahmana. Birth is not brahmana. Guna karma vibhagasa. Guna karma vibhagasa. One has acquired brahminical qualities, qualification, and is engaged in brahminical activities. They are brahmana. So many examples are there. That tatra jatyantara jastusu aneka jati sambhava maharshyo bahavasanti hirusya srunga mrugyaha kausika kusat jambuka jambukat balmika balmikat vyasa kaivarta kanyaya sasaprushthat gautama vasishtha urvasyanga vasthya kalase jata iti sutatat. Veda will find so many famous brahmanas, renowned, renowned brahmanas. Do you understand? Their birth is so low birth. Do you understand? So, this birth is not brahmana. Jati, caste is not brahmana. Do you understand? Birth is not brahmana. Then what is that? You'll see, great brahmarsis, they are brahmarsis. What is their birth? Rushya Srunga is born out of a deer, murugi. So, there's a famous brahmana, brahmarsi. So, birth is not brahmana. Jati is not brahmana. Understand? Then, Kausika. Kausika, Rusi, a great brahmana, brahmarsi. He was born from Kusa, Kusa grass. So, a great brahmana. Jambuka, Rusi, is born from Jambuka. Jambuka means jackal. So, he's a great brahmana. And Valmiki Maharshi wrote Ramayana. He was born from Ant Hill. So, the great brahmana. And Vyasadeva, famous brahmana, who wrote all Vedic literature in Kali Yuga. Isn't it? What is his birth? Kaivarti Kanyaya. He was born from the girl of a, from daughter of a fisherman. Do you understand? Daughter of a fisherman. Satyavati Sutta, Satyavati. Do you understand? The daughter of a fisherman. Do you understand me? That's the great brahmana Vyasa. Isn't it? So, Gautama, Rusi, great brahmana, brahmarsi. He was born from the back of a rabbit. sasaprushta. So, you get Brahmana. And this is Vasishtha. Vasishtha is a great Brahmana. So he was born from Urvasi, a heavenly prostitute. Isn't it? The great Brahmana, Vasishtha. And Agastya Muni is a great Brahmana. He was born from a pot, kalasa, water pot. So, you find so many examples, instances are there. So, birth is not Brahmana. Qualification, activities. So, you understand it is a real Brahmana. And here, the Brahmana Patni, the wife of the Brahmana, said that thing to that King Soldasa, who had become a demon, man-eater, having been cursed by this guru, do you understand? He's going to kill that Brahmana. And his wife said, no, this is a real Brahmana, don't kill him. Don't kill him. Killing him would be a greatly sinful act. And the Brahmana's wife requested that not to be killed. Do you understand? So this is what Brahmana, in many places in Bhagavatam you'll find, this topic Brahmana comes, and our real Brahmana, and Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of Iskana, says, I am making Brahmanas, I am creating Brahmanas. So, you should understand who is a real Brahmana. Who knows Brahma Vastu, who knows Supreme Brahma Krishna, Param Brahma Krishna is Brahmana. Develop complete Krishna consciousness, pure Krishna consciousness, engaged day and night, 24 hours engaged in this Brahminical activity, that is loving service of Krishna, is Brahmana. Is the what you say, real worthy member of this society for Krishna consciousness. Isn't it? Real worthy member, not worthless member, is worthy member of the society of Krishna consciousness. That is the purpose of the founder Acharya of the society of Krishna consciousness. He says, I am making Brahmanas, creating Brahmanas. Because in Kali Yuga there are no Brahmanas, sarve sudra sambhava, all are sudras. So speaking of mletsas and javanas and making them Brahmanas. All of you are mletsas, javanas. So he picked you up. You are so fortunate, you have been picked up by him. The great Brahmana, Vaishnava, is so merciful, magnanimous heart he had. That is his purpose. He wants you to become perfect Brahmana, acquire Brahminical qualities and engage yourself in Brahminical activities. Do you understand? Then the whole world, all human society, will inculcate Krishna consciousness, then the society, whole human society will be happy, no more suffering will be there. Go out and preach the science of Krishna consciousness, inculcate Krishna consciousness, then whole society, human society will be happy. You understand? No more suffering there. That's the Brahmana's heart. That's the heart of Brahmana, real Brahmana, Vaishnava. Thank you very much.
I've engaged you in the activities of Brahmanas, but you are not qualified.
Yes, I have no qualification. I am so low, lowest of the law. Yogyata vichare kichu nahi mara tomar karuna saro. I have no qualification. I am completely dependent upon your mercy. Oh, Prabhupada.
Maya mercy, depending on Maya mercy.
Yes. His mercy is so powerful.
Yes.
Sadhu Guru's mercy, kake ke garudo kare. That mercy of Sadhu Guru is so powerful. It makes a crow garudo. You are a crow.
Yes.
His mercy will make you garudo. No, garudo. Carrier of Vishnu.
Italy, the crows are more stronger, Maharaj, than the
crows. Crows are very stronger in Italy, a land of crows. Those who eat stone. Crows eat stone. 2 liters. Yes, Kakotirtha. So, Jogeshwara, you are in that land, land of crows, 2 liters. No, Garuda. Crows are there. Govinda hi, Hari hai, Hari hai. Govinda Giridhara Gopala Giridhara, he Giridhari. Ask, pray to Giridhari. Jogeshwara, pray to Giridhari. Yes, Govinda Giridhara Gopala.
We are praying, but we're getting the disease from you.
Huh?
We are praying, but we're getting the disease from you.
Disease from me?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I am a diseased person, yes. Yes.
So how can we preach, you know, if they suggest that we should cut our head off? So then, what will happen?
Yes, I am a diseased person. I have that disease.
What do you mean?
You don't worry about it. Maharaj knows what I'm saying.
It's contaminated disease. Contagious disease. It will catch you. Yeah, that disease.
More than AIDS, incurable.
Incurable disease, yeah. Incurable disease. Incurable.
So.
Yes, yes. So don't come to me. Don't be cut off with that disease. Incurable disease. Contagious. So?
That should be so. I shall die with it. If I got the disease, then I die with it.
That's all right with you. You want that thing. Yeah. To be cut off with that disease and die with that disease. Yeah.
That is my only dana.
All right, thank you, Biu. Biu, have that disease. Thank you.
Oh,
Oh,